Welcome to Grace Point's online Good Friday worship experience. We are so delighted that you are with us today. This is going to be a very simple, yet we believe very meaningful experience for all of us. We're going to be sharing some scripture, some video, some music, and we're going to be sharing together in communion. So we want to invite you to gather your elements, juice or bread or whatever it is you have that's available to symbolize Christ's blood and Christ's body. And we're going to be sharing communion in just a moment. If you need a moment to gather those video or those elements, then you can press pause on the video and then just press play again when you get back. We're so grateful to have you a part of this evening's experience on Good Friday. This is a day that changed all of human history. And so would you join us in this worship experience?
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder? Who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice? Shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. And worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, 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 yeah. This is amazing grace. That you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. How great, how great is your love. How great, how great, how great is your love. How great, how great, how great is your love for us. How great, how great, how great is your love. How great. How great is your love for us?
Please hear these words of Scripture. Isaiah prophesied about the coming Messiah when he wrote these words. It was our weakness he carried. It was our sorrow that weighed him down. He was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. All of us like sheep have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own way. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. Mark writes down what it looked like as Jesus went to the cross. He says, they brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha. Then the soldiers nailed him to the cross. They divided his clothes and threw dice to decide who would get each piece. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. A sign announced the charge against him. It read, "The King of the Jews." 2 revolutionaries were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. The people passing by shouted abuse, shaking their heads in mockery. The leading priests and teachers of religious law also mocked Jesus. Even the men who were crucified with Jesus ridiculed him. At noon, darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. Then at 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Some of the bystanders misunderstood and thought he was calling out for the prophet Elijah to rescue him. One of them ran and they filled a sponge with sour wine and they held it up to Jesus on a reed stick so that he could drink. And they said, "Let's see whether Elijah comes to take him down." Then Jesus uttered another loud cry and breathed his last. The disciple John tells us that as Jesus breathed his last, he said these words, "It is finished." As Jesus breathed his last, the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. When the Roman officer who stood facing Jesus saw how he died, he exclaimed, "This man truly was the Son of God." Jesus described his going to the cross like this. He said, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but that through him the world might be saved." I know you've heard those words many times before, but would you think about it again? God so loved the world. Love explains Good Friday. Love explains why Jesus came. It explains how he endured the cross. Love explains to us how Jesus completed his mission to offer forgiveness and life for all of us. Love explains why Jesus could say, "It is finished." The plan was so clear of salvation that Jesus, God's own Son, nailed to a cross, could say confidently, "It is finished." Jesus knew that he was paying the penalty for my sin and for yours. He knew that the power of Satan was broken. He knew he was going to rise again. And so he could confidently say, "It is finished." As Jesus was moving towards the cross, he spent Thursday trying to explain to the disciples how they should be prepared for his death. He wanted them to know that his death was necessary, but he wanted them to know that death would not ultimately win. So as he and the disciples were celebrating the Passover together, Jesus took some bread and he took some wine and he instituted an act of worship, of gratitude, of remembrance. And since that moment, Christ followers have been experiencing and participating in this act of worship for centuries. We call it today communion. The Apostle Paul, writing to New Testament believers, trying to help them understand the significance of what Jesus had done in instituting this moment of communion, he described it to these Christ followers like this, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23 through 26, Paul said, "I'm passing on to you what I received from the Lord Himself. On the night He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread. He gave thanks to God for it. Then He broke it into pieces and He said, 'This is My body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same way, He took a cup of wine after supper, saying, 'This is the cup of the new covenant between God and His people, an agreement confirmed with My blood. Do this in remembrance of Me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until He comes again.'" Paul, quoting Jesus, and then helping us understand the significance of communion, really shares with us two things that are very, very important for us to consider this evening as we remember Christ's sacrifice on the cross for us. Jesus instituted communion so that we would never, ever forget His love for us. He never wants us to forget that we are loved unconditionally. He never wants us to forget His sacrifice on our behalf. He never wants us to forget His grace offered to you and to me. He never wants us to forget forgiveness extended to every single person. And so we share in communion today on this Good Friday because Jesus wants us to never forget. And Paul says, as we remember, as we never allow the memory of Christ's love and sacrifice to fade away from our consciousness, he says every time that we share together the bread and the wine or the juice in an act of worship, he said we are declaring, proclaiming, announcing Christ's death until He returns again. That means that in this moment of worship and communion together, that we are actually continuing to announce the good news of Jesus to our world. We're announcing the fact that Christ's love was unconditional and that while we were sinners, Jesus came and He died to pay the penalty for our sin. We're announcing that we are in desperate need of grace and mercy and forgiveness. We're announcing that there is hope. That Christ's death on the cross is not the end of the story. It's just the beginning of a new life for us following Jesus. This moment that we share together is intended for to be a physical reminder, a tangible expression of a spiritual reality. It reminds me of a letter that Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote to his parents. Many of you are familiar with Pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a brilliant young pastor and young man and seminary teacher in Germany in the 1930s and 40s. He was adamantly opposed to Adolf Hitler's philosophies and policies and to the Nazi regime. And he took a strong stand against them. And eventually he was arrested by the Germans on April 5th of 1943. He was put in prison, and he was there in prison for 2 years before he was executed. During that time, he wrote a number of letters to his parents, and they were actually able to send him some letters as well, and even some packages. And on one occasion, he wrote this letter to his parents. He said, "It's Monday, and I'm just sitting down to a dinner of turnips and potatoes when a package you sent me arrived." He says, "Such things give me greater joy than I can say. Although I'm utterly convinced that nothing could ever break the bonds between us, I seem to need an outward sign or a token to reassure me." See, Bonhoeffer knew that his parents loved him. He knew that nothing would break the bonds of their love, yet he still longed for some sort of affirmation, physical affirmation. He needed to be reminded of their love in a very tangible way, and those occasional packages were that tangible expression and reminder of the parents' love for him. And I think it's the very same way with communion. Communion is a very, very tangible way that we are able to be reminded of Christ's incredible sacrifice for us on Good Friday. And it's a way for us to continue to announce the good news of Jesus every time we participate in this moment of communion. So wherever you are, wherever you find yourself a part of this experience, we want to invite you to join us in this moment. It's not really important what elements you have, whether you have juice or bread like I have here, or whether you have some soda water and a cracker. That's not really important. What's important is the posture of your heart. And so we want to invite you to share in communion. If you have made a decision to follow Jesus, this moment is for you. If you find yourself in a situation where you are today making that decision, then we invite you, as a first step of following Jesus, to share in communion with us. And so we invite you just to take a small piece of bread and to eat it in remembrance of Christ's body that was broken for you and for me. And then we invite you to take some juice. And Jesus said, every time you drink the juice in this way, it's a reminder of my blood that was shed for you. So we invite you to drink the juice in remembrance of Jesus today. Would you pray with me? Jesus, we are so grateful that you were willing to pay the ultimate price so that we could experience forgiveness and freedom, so that we could move forward in our lives without carrying the weight of guilt and shame from our sin, but that we could actually know we are forgiven, that we can actually walk forward freed from that guilt, that we can experience new life in you. But Jesus, as we celebrate these things, we are mindful of the price that you paid, and we're so grateful. We pray that you would help us as we contemplate your sacrifice, that we would never ever forget that it was love that caused you to do what you did on our behalf. And would you always remind us that this good news is news that needs to be shared. And we remind ourselves of it through this act of communion. And you're asking us to declare it and announce it to our world through the way that we live, through the way that we love. And we pray that you would help us to continue to share the good news that you are indeed our Messiah, our Savior, our Redeemer on Good Friday and on every single day. We give you our worship. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. His body the blood, his blood the wine, is broken and poured out all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all our hope. All the glory to you, God, the light of the world. All our hope is in you. All our hope is in you. All the glory to you, God, the light of the world. Above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
We're so grateful that you have been a part of our worship experience on this Good Friday. Our hope is in Christ. We hope you've been reminded of that this evening. As you contemplate Christ's sacrifice and as we look forward to the celebration of the resurrection on Easter, we want to invite you to be a part of our online worship gathering on Easter Sunday morning. We hope you will join us online or at one of our three in-person gatherings. Our St. John's campus will be gathering on Easter Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you are invited to be a part of that gathering. At our Owosso campus, we will be having Easter celebration gatherings at 9:30 a.m., and at 11 a.m. Now, we do ask that in light of all of the safety protocols going on, that you would help us. We have limited attendance because of state mandates. And so for our Owosso campus gatherings, if you would simply go to our website and RSVP and let us know you're coming, we want to make sure we have space available for you, for your family, for your friends together and celebrate with us. So we invite you to join us. And we hope that the message of Good Friday and the celebration of Easter is real in your hearts today. We look forward to seeing you on Easter.